It's been already a couple of summers, but remember people getting filmed but dumping ice-cold water on themselves? The ice bucket challenge actually raised $115 million for ALS research, and we've learned this week that the money has apparently gone done some good. Dr. Ashok Uman of Cardiogenics is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
What good has this money done?
Okay, that's a great question. Let's start with what is ALS? So what was all the money raised about? So it stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is a progressive disease of the brain and spinal cord, which the patients that unfortunately suffer from that, their nerves that control the movement to their muscles progressively get attacked. So effectively, they're slowly getting paralyzed, so they suffer from an inability to move, to walk, to talk, and unfortunately at the moment, there's no cure. So like you said, the ice bucket challenge, hard to believe, I know you participated in that, Andrew.
Yeah.
It's been about 2 years. They raised, very successful, they raised about $2 million per day that they ran the challenge for 2 months. And where did some of that money go? Well, it went towards locating one of the genes responsible for ALS. So they studied a segment of the population of ALS sufferers who have a genetic form or a form that seems to run in families. That's really only 10% of ALS sufferers. And they identified one of the genes perhaps responsible. So now scientists can look towards developing a gene therapy in the future to treat that.
And that's so in the short term then, will this help people who are afflicted with this awful disease?
That's a tough question. So we're really quite far away from that. So This is the very first step, an important first step, where a lot of money was focused and finally identifying one of the root causes. You really want to get to the root, but still no right. far away from a cure. And some of the people we know who've suffered from this, Lou Gehrig, Tony Proudfoot,
yeah,
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
So
it was awful to see Tony Proudfoot, you know, like have to suffer through that. Well, I've always wondered, you know, as a doctor, I know that you really do care about your patients. You have a great amount of empathy. When you have to tell somebody bad news like that, that they have ALS or they've got cancer or something, that must be tough.
Andrew, this is one of the hardest things in our job, you know, cancer, diseases where we don't have real cures. But I always say in medicine, no matter what it is, it may be incurable, it may be a type of cancer that's spread throughout the body. As a doctor, we can always offer hope. And I am 100% sure the patients want more hope in those situations yeah. than just cold, hard facts. So, and it's amazing how far hope can take you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrew.
Dr. Ashok Uman of Cardiogenics in for Dr. Mitch. Which brings me to my next topic, which is Cardiogenics. Cardiogenics is a private medical center, and this is a commercial for Cardiogenics. I endorse this place because I really believe in what they do, and I believe in the good service that they give you. Is it free? No, it's not free. Do you pay a lot of tax already? Yes, you do. Are you getting the kind of medical service that you want? No, you're not. Have you reached a point in your life where you don't want to spend 3 hours in the doctor's office waiting for a 7-minute appointment? Yes, you have. So here's the thing. It really is a cardiogenics difference. From the moment you walk in the front door and meet the frontline staff, you know that this is the place for you. And you know what? It doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Check it out. Make the call. Discuss the services. You'll never regret it. Cardiogenics.ca, or give them a call at 731-2491.